Yeah.
What's up, Monarch fans? Yeah, hey. The band doesn't look quite the same without the intro music on this one.
It was a confused, yeah. We're doing things slightly different because it's a special time. This is a special one.
It is. We can't start off technically season three without Finney and talking about baseball and all that stuff. So special episode highlighting everything that we got to experience at Step Up to the Plate, which was really awesome. Packed house in the Priority Club too.
Yeah, it's really great. It's been fun over the years watching how the baseball, I still say baseball banquet. I don't know if I even called it baseball banquet. In my head, I still call it that. And watching it go from, you know, this thing they had at the, like, the Omni Hotel downtown in, like, a giant ballroom with, you know, like, 40 tables full of things. And it was just, you know, at half the time, you're like, I didn't even see most of the people or talk to anybody. And, you know, and having the, they bring in, like, keynote speakers, you know, having, you know, big names and all. And, you know, like some recent ones I can think of, like, John Smoltz and Don Sutton, Bob Gibson was at one. Anyway, and that was great. Those guys are all phenomenal and amazing and great folks. But I do like that this transition to a kind of a smaller thing. It's the people who really want to be there, really want to support and talk ODU baseball. Not necessarily just want to be in a room full of big money and show how great they are. Although we do welcome the big money folks.
Yeah, please.
And yet, and as much as, you know, the keynote speaker, again, all those keynote speaker guys were, I mean, Smoltz and, you know, I'm a Braves fan. Smoltz is, you know, all-time Braves legend, and the guy who's always been super, super nice to me. And same for Dom Sutton. You know, he was a guy that came to my living room growing up, and then same thing, always been super nice. And so nothing against the keynote speakers, but I think taking it down to make it more about the team and then talking about the team, talking to our, you know, seniors. They do a good job with John. I think John Beline did a great job with that. And then having the Bud Matheny winner get to talk, I think it's seeing the way the event has gone over the years and how it's growing more about just being about ODU baseball is really neat, I think.
It was nice to get to know the players a little bit. They kind of introduce each player in this era of the transfer portal and constantly changing rosters. That was kind of a good names with faces for me. I know you've been out to some practices and camps and things like that. I hadn't had as much exposure to them. And then also their major, we were keeping count of a specific major. We won't tell you which major or how many there were, but I was impressed. A couple of finance majors, sociology majors, psychology is a little more of that than I was expecting. The speakers, I want to give Michael Kadire another award because it was professional. I mean, professional grade, clear, concise, hit his time markers, didn't drag it on. I mean, he can come sing the national anthem or give any speech anywhere. He is on time. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I actually ran into him on the way out and I got a chance to tell him like that was great. That's the best one in years. I mean, again, the guy is, he's a couple of years older than me. So, you know, he's a guy where I'm in high school and I guess I'm a sophomore and he's getting drafted. And, you know, just as a guy who played baseball poorly, but was really more like a baseball card collector and being able to have cards of this guy and, you know, go and see him certain places. And he's been the exact same guy his entire career up to today. He's just a really super nice guy. I was always going to spend some time and talk with you. And yeah, it was nice to say, yeah, it was perfect. Like you said, professional. The guy is just really good at everything he does.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I'll also say the guys were looking sharp, professionally dressed, the jackets, couple ties, haircuts, hat configuration. Might need some work. You'll see them in some of the videos here. I'll let you make your own judgment on those things. Maybe watching too much 1923. It could have been
some mustache choices too. We had a few mustaches out there, so it's interesting. But hey, you know what? That's some people might not know that the boys earned their opportunity to grow facial hair by getting good grades. And I think they pointed out they had a 3.3 GPA in the fall, which is one of the better ones they've ever had. And they've gone long stretch of time having a 3.0 or better. And so every time they do that, they're allowed to have their beards and have whatever bad mustache is in vogue right now. Or
the worse the facial hair, the better they're doing in the classroom, bringing up the team GPA.
There you go. But no, yeah, Cole Lanford, I don't know if you saw him. His beard is fantastic.
Oh, Cole Lanford's got I didn't recognize him.
I mean, it's not. I mean, yeah, every time you saw him, but he really, I mean, for the kid's got, what was he, 19 and going on like 47? Like, what a beard. Amazing.
Yeah, well, and you know, you obviously can't tell anything about what the team is going to be going into the year from a banquet that we went to, but There were some guys that have been on the team for a year, 2 years, that seem much more confident, much more talkative, more outgoing. Kind of did, I guess, some just growing up in that 18 to 22 year old range. It kind of took a big step forward. So that was really cool to see. You'll hear from the interviews that multiple guys unprompted talking about how well this team has already come together and gelled with JUCO guys coming in, freshmen coming in, transfers, mixing with the guys that are still here in that great culture that's kind of carried them through the crazy road streak last year. Seems like that was shining through quite a bit. But these guys just look a little more confident this year. And maybe it was just the evening. I don't know. But they looked a little more confident, at least that step up to the plate.
Everybody's a little more confident. You throw on a button-up shirt and a nice jacket and a nice event. But it's true. And I made sure to talk to Finney and Mike Maron, our pitching coach, about that. You know, that I told him, I was like, I forget because, you know, you guys have been around each other. And, you know, but for me, it's been, you know, since, what, November that I saw anybody. And it's like, oh, yeah, they're all just really, really good people. I mean, that's just – it's one of those things. And you know, like Maron pointed out, it's like that's really what we're trying to make sure we focus on and figure that part out first and then worry about getting good ball players. And, you know, I think it's a great – you spend a lot of time together as a team, especially playing baseball. I mean, they play, what, four times as many games as football does, twice as many as basketball. They just play – they're out there a lot together, and it's a lot of failure and success together, and you got to have some good people next to you.
Yeah, and they've done a great job of building that culture up over the last couple of years, getting it back to where it needs to be. And it's just shining through, as you can see, kind of them passing the torch from the guys that are now in the minors or off, you know, onto their professional lives. Passing that culture baton around is really, really big. A couple of housekeeping notes before we jump into the interviews here. Next week, January 27th, will be the first episode of Hudson Homers for 2026. Coach Fema will be on there with us. I'm sure we'll have another guest, but we're going to give you a good idea of our lineups, rotations, big arms in the bullpen, starting to get you ready for that first home opening season against Quinnipiac. It'll be here before you know it, even though I think in Richmond anyway, we're slated for 20 to 24 inches of snow sometime between this episode and the first episode of the baseball season.
We were having some conversations. I was going to come out and do some stuff at Tiger Forum this weekend, and it's like, well, we'll see. We'll later in the week, we'll figure out if that will or won't happen. Yeah, I'm hoping it just becomes, you know, maybe it's just rain like we had this weekend. So who knows? Yeah. I know you up there in Richmond, you get a little more than we do.
We got a dusting on the grass. That was enough. Okay. I don't need to see any more, but it looks like that may not be in our future. Well, speaking of all the fun things that can cause some treacherous travel, I was a little delayed getting down to step up to the plate on Friday night between work and traffic. It was just not in the cards for me to get there anywhere close to on time. But have no fear. Aaron Zielinski stepped in a big way. Mike Langston to help us out. CB, you took on the first couple of interviews. I think you had Evan Holman and Ethan Hubble first, correct?
Yeah, we got our Northwestern boys, our the Mariners boys. Which I think we had decided we're probably going to need to bring them on the podcast together at some point so they can hype each other up and talk about the how great the Mariners 2025 season was.
Yeah, me too. Mariners and an Astros fan here and a Braves fan, so that'd be a lot of fun. We did have some fun and excitement to kick off the evening, though, that I missed, because when I pulled up to SB Ballard Stadium, there were fire trucks everywhere because the fire alarm had gone off in the football stadium. So you get to enjoy all the sights and sounds of that for a few minutes as well during CB's interviews. But here's Evan Holman and Ethan Hubble to get us started off with Step Up to the Plate.
All right, we're good. All right, so we are here. We have senior pitcher Ethan Hubble and senior catcher third baseman Evan Holman. So what's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Doing really good.
Good. Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Glad to have you. So this is your second year with us. Evan, your third year, right? I was losing track now.
Yep.
So how have you grown in the time you've been at ODU?
Just a lot of growing up, just facing, like, obviously last year going out on the road and facing teams like Georgia Tech, even teams in our conference, Southern Miss, Coastal Carolina, Troy. Like, all those teams, I mean, it's just, like, really cool to, like, actually be able to get out here and play. A lot of times, especially being from the Northwest, it's like you're really, like, protected by the schools that you're playing. You have, like, the Northwest schools like Gonzaga, Oregon State, Oregon, Washington. It's just, like, it's a lot of fun to, like, play like teams you wouldn't even think about even playing. So
that's awesome. How about you, Evan? How do you think you've grown over the years?
Yeah, I think it's just less of a baseball growth, I would say, that I recognize, more of like a personality and maturity thing, and that's just from adversity. Like, as Hubble said last year, being on the road, living out of a suitcase, like, that was a duffel bag, like, that was, it was a grind, but it was fun, and we definitely, it made us grow up a little bit.
Yeah, I was only with you guys a little bit, but that sitting in the Atlanta airport at, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I grew a little bit that weekend myself.
Definitely, yep.
So you're both, as you mentioned, the Northwest, right? You're both from the northwestern part of the country. What's the biggest, what do you love here, and what do you miss there? Is a good question.
I mean, not even a week ago, it was 65 degrees out here in January. So that's just a huge plus. Like,
was that the same week that he had the homer off you?
Yeah. Yes, it was, actually. Okay. Yeah,
it was. Okay. Maybe the wind was blowing out that day.
I don't know. That thing went pretty far. So left a sinker over the middle. That probably shouldn't do that. Especially now that he's hitting only righty. So.
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's just like being able to get outside and do everything out there and not have to worry much about the rain over here is just such a big, huge part of our development. And just being out there, like, not having to hide indoors or anything like that. I think that's, like, a big thing that I really enjoy about out here. And then just back home, I mean, there's not, like, a whole bunch I miss about it other than just, like, my family.
Right.
Being away from my family. But
good answer. They're going to watch this. They want to know that.
Yeah.
How about you, Evan? What do you love here? What do you miss there?
I would agree that the weather is a big difference. Like, 65 in January, I don't even know. Like, I can't remember it ever being like that. I obviously, at the same, miss my family a lot. And also, like, we're not very close to the mountains here, and I grew up around the mountains and love that. But I do enjoy being next to the beach. That's pretty cool.
Beach is really nice.
Yeah. Hard to get both at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a weird
topography. Yeah, in the summer, though, the beach here is amazing. Yeah.
Love it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Remember that, recruits. Remember that.
Yeah.
So, Evan, the end of last year, you really did. You gave up switch hitting, more or less. You kind of. So now you're switching to just hitting right-handed.
Yep.
How's that been different? I mean, I have to imagine it's been a long time since you faced a right-handed pitcher as a right-handed batter.
Yeah, so when I switched to just hitting right-handed, like, I hadn't seen a same-sided breaking ball in 8 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that has been the majority of my work.
A little bit of pee the first
time? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right into the Marshall series, just hitting right on right, so I've been doing, a lot of same-sided breaking ball work, that kind of thing, and it's just more reps, too. Like, just seeing the ball from a different slot, like, going from facing Hubble my freshman year, sophomore year, left-handed, and then now facing him in the fall right-handed, it's a much different look. And it's picking it up from a different slot, different angle, but I've enjoyed it. It's been really fun. It's been challenging, but it's been very rewarding.
That's great. And Ethan, you really, as the season went on last year, you really seemed to find yourself where you were throwing your best at the end of the season. Have you been able to, you feel... Uh-oh.
Oh. Uh-oh. Right. Is that real?
That's, I don't know.
Hey, press forward until they get this out.
Someone probably just, like, bumped into it or something.
Good thing we're not live.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? We're all in peril. All right, so we didn't get set on fire. That's a plus. And it's funny because I was really about to wrap it up with you guys. But so, Ethan, at the end of last year, you really came on strong. You were throwing your best really at the end of the season. Have you felt like you've been able to carry that into the fall and then through winter workouts and then now to the start of the year? Do you feel like you were able to build on that and continue that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't perform as well as I wanted to this fall, but, like, I'm honestly all for it. Like, even though I didn't perform as well in the fall that I did last spring, like, we had upgraded so much on the offense, and I was working on a lot of stuff, and we figured out a bunch of stuff about myself that really is going to help me out this season. And a lot of adversity that honestly will help me a lot through this season.
And you guys want to say to the Monarch fans just before we start the season here?
We just really appreciate the support, and we're very excited to be back at home this year and hopefully see a lot of you guys out in left field.
Yep.
But, just thank you, and we're very excited for the season.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Excellent. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Sweet.
Those guys are much more talkative this year, I'm starting to learn.
Yeah, no, you know, Ethan really is come out of his shell as far as, like, I've seen a guy, and maybe this is a guy that I didn't go out of my way enough to interact with. I seemed like he never wanted to talk to me much, so I'm kind of like, all right, I'm not going to bug him. And now he's, you know, I'm like, Ethan's not, never didn't think he was a good kid, just, you know, seemed like he didn't want to talk. And but yeah, he's, I love it, because, you know, you love seeing guys' personalities, and so that it's very fun to see, because great kid, parents are wonderful people, and, you know, fully believe he's gonna have a big year this year. And Evan, of course, is, you know, I told him, I was like, Evan's one of my favorite guys. I think he's probably ever worn a ODU uniform. He's just such a good guy. Glad we got a chance to have him and have his family be a part of ODU baseball.
Yeah, definitely some indications that Evan might see a good bit of time at third base this year. I guess that's kind of the positives of having so many quality catchers on your roster that can play multiple positions.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting year, I think, as versatility-wise. We got some guys that can do several things, and, you know, it might be one of those years where it's like, man, don't have a bad weekend. You might never see it again. You might be deep on that bench because there might be other guys. But, you know, but that's the other thing, too, is baseball is a long season, and it comes around back around sometimes where you got some at-bats, and then things didn't go as great, and then later in the year you get some again, and all of a sudden you're the guy when it comes conference time. Who knows?
Yeah, well, speaking of the guy come conference time, the next group of two that you chatted with, one's Maverick Stallings, who, well known for his late season, just kind of being able to step up. I think the Florida boy gets warm and starts crushing the baseball. And you also had Will Johnson, also going to be another kind of utility guy in the infield. So we'll go ahead.
Yeah, that's a pretty good shot to be our double play combo. Will's a pretty phenomenal shortstop. I mean, obviously, Cole McKenna, Finney will tell you all this, but our freshman shortstop is really, really good too. So, you know, seems likely this will be our double play combo, and they were getting along together. Kind of had a theme in their clothing also.
Yeah. So enjoy that with Maverick and Will.
All right. So we are here with graduate student. Is that what we're calling it? Graduate student. Second baseman, sometimes third baseman, Maverick Stallings, and junior, I believe that's what you're now, junior from a junior college, Will Johnson, shortstop, joining us. So, first of all, appreciate you guys joining us. Glad you're here. How are you feeling? How are you feeling for the season?
Really good, I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys probably going to be forming a double play combo, at least, if not all the time, some of the time. How do you feel? So, met each other in the fall, really, for the first time. Mm-hmm. How do you feel you've been working together?
Good. I mean, all the inter squads we've played, me and him have been up the middle, so we've gotten a lot of reps. We've done a lot of work up the middle on ground balls and practice and stuff like that, so we've gotten a lot of reps together.
We've gotten a ton of reps, and we're just going to trust our preparation going into the games, and the double plays will come to us. So,
So, Mav, you're back for your third year with us, fifth year of college overall. Kind of became a surprise. This thing kind of came up through the year.
Last minute.
How does that feel? I mean, how do you feel different today than when you were 3 years ago about to start your first year with us?
I'd say I just appreciate it more, just having the opportunity to have another year and just keep it going, just keep playing. It's super fun, super exciting. I love the game.
That's awesome. And, Will, if Craig went wrong, you started a D1, correct, in red shirt. And then you've been at a junior college out in Oklahoma the last couple of years.
Correct.
So really going to get your first chance to actually get in some games at D1. How do you feel like that's – you feel prepared? You feel ready?
I feel like along the road, the experiences that I've been presented with, it's going to help me a lot. It's going to help me a lot to just be ready for the moment. And when the moment comes, I'll be prepared for that. So.
Excellent. I love it.
Yeah.
So – came from Oklahoma. How do you like Virginia? What's different out here that you like? What's different that you prefer in Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma, there was nothing, just land everywhere. So I do like having a more social life around here. I like the beach. The beach is awesome.
And you're from a small area in Texas too, right?
I am.
Is that kind of small where you are there too?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And then you're from Florida, so what's I have to assume you probably enjoy the weather a little bit more down there.
Love the hot winter, The cold weather kind of scares me a little bit. Messes me up sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you that August 13th or April 13th has been your day the last 2 years where you get hot all of a sudden.
I know.
So hopefully we can make it February 14th
We can figure it out a little earlier.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys joining us. Just wanted to make it real quick. So anything you want to say to Old Dominion fans? before we start the season?
We're just super excited, and super excited to see y'all come out and watch. It's going to be awesome.
All right, great. Appreciate it. We'll be back.
Sweet.
I don't know if I'm in on the hat, but I can respect it.
You know, it's one of those, like, hey, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't feel right. But if that's what's in Maverick's soul, then I want him to live his truth and be himself, man. That's awesome. He felt great. He was getting compliments on it, I know. So it's like, hey, man, why not? Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. I think we let him borrow Aaron's electric heated jacket maybe for some of these early season games. Get the bat going a little bit earlier, because when that dude is on, it's like watching a pro play. Like, anything near the plate is getting hammered somewhere, and he just manages to turn that on. So excited to see that double play duo up the middle there.
Yeah, be exciting. And speaking of guys we're excited to see, is actually a guy I did not get a chance to see in the fall. Every time he was pitching, it just happened to be, you know, like a weekday when I couldn't get there, or just didn't work out for me. But J.J. Gaddy is a guy that's coming to us from Dayton. And awesome kid. I mean, phenomenal. I think Finney pointed out at one point he's from Long Island, but he doesn't have the Long Island accent that nobody can stand, which is nice, because I agree. I don't think it's not a great accent. I'm sorry to anyone on Long Island. But so very excited to see what this guy can do. It sounds like he's going to be one of our guys in rotation.
And I was actually able to get there about 30 seconds before we started recording with JJ. So this was a good timing on my part, but we'll let you hear from JJ himself.
All right. So we're here. We got Gary is here now.
Finally, man.
I don't know if we're going to use an order or not, but Gary's here. And JJ Gaddy, I'm going to say it correctly. JJ Gaddy is with us. You're a junior. Is that correct? That's right.
Yes.
Yes. So junior, right-handed pitcher, transferred from Dayton. So first year here with ODU. How's it been? What do you like? What's been great for you?
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. I've had a great experience since coming over. I was at my old school for 3 years. So coming in, there was a lot of nuances that coming into a different program after, you know, only knowing one type of thing. And the thing that really stuck out to me and during my process was the people that are involved in this program, from the coaches down to the guys that were already here. It made that decision jump out at me because it was a really welcoming environment, and I felt like it was the best step for me in my career that would put me where I needed to be to move on and play professionally.
And, you know, coming from Dayton, you know, what's been the biggest difference that you've seen just in the off season, been in school, difference between where you were at Dayton and then what you're seeing now in terms of throwing programs and all that?
Yeah, just on a daily day-to-day, getting our work in with Coach Marin has been the biggest thing. Just the way that we take in every pitcher at the start of every year and work them into the system that we have. Coach Marin is just the most personable and, like, selfless, leader of our group that we could ask for. I think that he's been the most influential coach for me. And the way that, like I said, our pitching development is structured is something that I haven't been exposed to before coming here. And I had my most successful fall, no doubt, of my 4 years of college as far.
So a lot of Monarch fans, I know we've been wondering who's going to be in the rotation. And we had a really great rotation last year. All three of them signed professional contracts, got drafted. Right now, it sounds like you're probably going to be one of the guys in the rotation. So, how you feeling about that? You feel excited? You feel ready? You know, what does it mean to you to make a spot in the rotation?
Yeah, we manage our pitching very well. You just touched on that group that we had last year. They set a great foundation for us. And also, having started every weekend last year, I feel like I gained a ton of awesome experience, and I'm as ready as I've ever been to kind of attack this season. I think that, granted, we did lose the three starters, but I think with what we have, from what I've seen this fall, I think that we'll be able to put together a really competitive group, and I'm very excited to see where that leads us.
So coming from the A-10 to now the Sun Belt, you're looking at the schedule. Any teams you're kind of putting a star next to, or any teams you're just excited to play because it's different from what you've had in the A-10 the last 3 years?
Yeah. I'm excited mainly the difference in conferences with the geography playing most of our games in the Sun Belt down south is what I'm most excited about for sure, because sometimes, you know, in the Midwest in March and early April, it gets a little bit tough to play in. But yeah, in terms of other teams or stuff like that, I'm not as wrapped up in who we're going to be playing, but I'm definitely excited about the kind of venues that we'll play at, and opening up at home is something that I'm also not used to. I'm looking forward to that for sure. Yeah.
A lot of the road game, you were perfect for us last year.
Right, exactly.
The Road Warriors last
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
So, and you're originally from Long Island.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So Long Island, out to Ohio, now Virginia. Do you feel like as a New York guy, like, is it the Midwest, South, are we a little too slow for you? Or are you like, no, well, I dig it. How do you feel about it?
Every place kind of has their own style, own kind of demographic. Like I said, I've loved every person that I've encountered around here. I think that I can kind of see, there's definitely contrast from New York to these different kind of places, definitely bustling up there. But I think that I do kind of carry that same kind of attitude, so to speak, while I go to these different places. I don't really mind being, say, by myself, so to speak, in a new kind of place. I was almost excited to take on that challenge this fall.
But I know, I'm sure you've built a lot of relationships with the pitchers. You're talking about Coach Maron, but anyone stick out as kind of a closer friend that you've made since you've been here, a good buddy to kind of get you introduced to not just ODU, but the whole 757 in general?
Yeah, there's an awesome group of guys that we have. They've been so great with me, kind of getting the lay of the land and all that, like Luke Waters and Maverick Stallings, Scott Young, Bailey Metella for sure, Kellen Davis, Connor Schumann. I could go on and on. We have a ton
just
of guys.
Guys.
Yeah, I literally could go on and on.
They get your roster.
Right, exactly. But that's how I feel about the group that we have. There's no ego on the team. I feel like I'm good friends with all these guys, and we just met. I will say Mac Dye also. He just transferred in too, so we met over the summer when we were coming in. And I love throwing to him. He's an absolute beast back there. So we've gotten pretty close, I will say.
That's awesome. So just last thing, anything you want to say to ODU fans before we get started with the season here?
Yeah, I think that there's a real vision for the direction that we're heading in. And the energy within the group that we have and within the people in the building, I think we're really heading towards something special, and I want as many people to be a part of it as possible.
That's fantastic. Appreciate you, JJ. We're definitely going to get you on the podcast during the week here at some point.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. JJ was great to get to know, because that's the first time that I met him as well. But when you lose your three weekend starters, you need to bring someone in that's got the experience of being a weekend starter before. He provides that, coming from the A-10 from Dayton. I imagine that he is very much enjoying getting to work with Coach Maron and developing a little bit more pitching plan there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's seems to be the trend. When you talk to a lot of the pitchers, is the plan between what Maron and then having the work that that John Keen put in before he left, and then having Ryan Moore and Brandon Pond, those guys really getting after it. I heard your boy Rollins, that Daniel Rollins there with camp, was telling me he really loves Brandon Pond. Has been trying to steal him away from us. I'll throw that on the pod, I guess. But yeah, just to let you know how, you know, our guys who are graduate assistants are that good that they're wanted. And that's the level of respect that we're getting for guys.
I'm sure that Rollins would love to have a Pond down there. Maybe one day that happens. We'll see.
That's what I said. I told him, keep going after him. I'm like, I'm, you know, it's a good place to be. So just keep asking him. I was like, maybe, you know, he just wants a little bit more of the experience. Like, why wouldn't you?
Keep the JUCO pipelines open too. Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah, all about it. They do a good job out there at camp.
Yeah. Well, two other guys that we talked to kind of after the ceremonies had kind of concluded there. So there's a lot of people roaming around. We were just walking around trying to find some baseball players to chat with. And we came across our old friend, three-time guest of the podcast, TJ Akin. It's funny, if you go back and watch all the TJ Akin videos, you can just see him grow up, like right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
You can be a proud parent as well. Yeah, and just great talking to him. Like he's one of those guys I feel like has a lot more confidence going into this year.
Yeah, he seems like, and we were talking about it in the fall, just his state, like emotionally and mentally, is so different than where it was in the spring. I think he just was too in his head, and you know, I know he and I had a lot of conversations, like just go out and play some ball, man. And he's really seemed to embrace that, and it showed every time I was out there, he was hammering the ball. And so for a guy that I think we all have looked at and said, you know, this guy has all the skills and potential in the world, the idea that that could really get realized this year is exciting.
And at the end of TJ's interview, we're going to tack on Darren Kusky, who's a right-hander coming into us from USC Upstate, not UC Upstate, yeah. Not in California. Just another big right-handed arm with a lot of weekend pitching experience that we're pretty pumped to get in.
Yeah, another guy probably be in the rotation. And every time I was out there watching the fall, I think I did see him pitch almost every time. And there were scouts checking him out every time because he's got some stuff.
Yeah, he could do some big things for us. That you can kind of see the rotation starting to line up. I know we'll get more from Finney here next week, but you can kind of start putting two and two together and seeing who the guys are competing for those three weekend spots. So we'll let you hear from TJ and Darren.
All right, we are back here with junior outfielder TJ Aiken. That doesn't even sound right.
I know, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay. So you are a junior now. I mean, you're the point where we've got Nick Felton, your freshman. You're calling him nephew.
Yep.
Because you're the unk now, yes, I guess,
sir.
Right? Is
yes,
that
sir.
am I yeah. we're doing that correct?
Yeah, that's definitely right. He's basically I think he's basically my little brother. So
he's your little brother, okay.
Just trying to take care of him.
So how are you feeling? Like I said, you got 2 years of college on your belt, you've been doing well. How are you feeling about it?
I feel good. I feel like last year I really learned a lot about myself as a player and as a person. So I feel like I kind of lost my confidence towards the end of the year last year. And I feel like just this fall, getting it back, I feel like I'm myself again. I feel like I just got my swagger back.
Yeah, I know we had a lot of conversations. I mean, I've told you many times, like, man, just play.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell sometimes I think you think too much.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you, it's
sure.
like, bro, you're so good and athletic. Like, just go out and do
yes,
it.
Sir. Oh, yeah.
It's been fun to watch. From the sidelines, first, like you said, I'm sure it was hard for me to watch. I know it was hard for you to experience.
Oh, yeah, it definitely
spring.
Was. It
but
was.
Like you
definitely.
Said, the difference, the night and day between being around you in the spring and the fall has been, it has
oh,
been
yeah.
impressive.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, I'm talking about this fall. I feel like I just took it. I took everything day by day. I didn't try to, I feel like I tried to force a lot of stuff during the spring. I put so much pressure on myself that wasn't really even there.
Right.
And I feel like that's where I kind of hurt myself at. And this year, I mean, just, going was like this fall, taking this fall, going to the spring, just not playing, just having fun again, and just playing my game.
It's like a great life lesson.
Yep. Oh,
it's
yeah.
almost like sometimes
I feel like that's,
life,
that's really
right?
what it was. I feel like it was a really good life lesson. So, yeah.
So you're kind of getting three very different seasons at ODU. So you got kind of a normal one
yeah.
at home in the old ballpark, mm-hmm. 53 games on the road,
yeah.
and now we're back on the home field, not quite in the home ballpark. You're going to have fans out there in the outfield with you. What are you kind of looking forward to with this kind of interesting hybrid season we're going to have at home?
I would say just being here, being able to play here again. I feel like this is awesome being able to play here because being 53 road games last year was crazy. I mean, honestly, just being in a hotel that much, I never thought I'd be in a hotel that much in my life. But I'm just happy that we're playing here again, and it's going to be fun.
Well, since you're going to be in the outfield in some capacity, any snacks that fans should bring you to toss to you on the field during the games next season?
Okay, so I am a very big gummy. I'm any kind of gummy. I love gummies. I do love gummies.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Keep
my,
that in
my
mind.
Mom usually brings those for my dad.
Oh, yeah. And
so
I love,
make sure she knows.
I love his mom's cookies, too. I love them.
Mom's
love them.
We'll just
I
have
really
her up there
them.
Frisbeeing up
yeah.
to the outfielders
oh, yeah.
in between innings.
Yep.
So Nick Felton, as we mentioned, freshman coming in. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this, because like I said, he's your little brother. Talk up your little brother, man. Tell us about this.
Okay.
Kid.
Nick is a very, he's a funny guy. He's from Maryland. He's got a little accent to him. And it's like a, everything on, you know what TikTok is, but it's like.
I'm aware of TikTok.
Baltimore,
I am very
Maryland,
old, but I am
yeah.
aware of these.
Baltimore, Maryland is like very, like the trending very high right now on TikTok just because like their accent and stuff, and I just give them crap about it all the time. But he's a good kid, tall, lanky, and I feel like, especially once he grows into his body, he's going to be really, really good. I think he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, we had JJ Gaddy up here earlier. Gaddy, sorry, I want to make sure I say it right. Gaddy.
Me too.
He said the team has really gelled, even with the guys that transferred in. The new. Would you say, like, in comparison to your previous two off seasons, you know, where would this rank in terms of like the team kind of coming together?
I feel like this is probably the best, honestly. If I'm being completely honest, this is definitely the best because I feel like everybody loves to do the same thing, even on the field and outside the field. So I feel like this is definitely the best team.
What's the
like,
number one off field activity?
Everybody just hanging out at the house. Like, everybody comes to my house at corner. Like, every Saturday we get done scrimmaging. So, you know, we got scrimmage on Sunday. Everybody just comes to the house, kick it, have a good time, watch football. I mean, everybody loves to do it, so.
What's your team? Yeah. What's your pro team?
Okay, college? So college, I'm a Clemson Tiger fan. I know.
I mean,
not great right now. Yeah. Outside of ODU, okay. I'm a Clemson Tiger fan. We're not the greatest right now. Had better years when I was younger.
Well, they just picked up an ODU guy. So
yeah.
Better, right?
Oh, yeah. Corey, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I'm glad Dabo's dabbing into the portal.
Figuring it out.
Yeah, he's trying to figure it out. Okay. I feel like it was more of like a ego thing.
I think
it was a big ego thing. But yeah, I'm a Clemson fan. I'm a Yankees baseball fan. And I know, a Dallas Cowboys fan. So you kind of put it together. Yeah. I'm really not a big basketball fan. I love LeBron James, though.
Yeah.
LeBron is better than Michael Jordan, though.
It's one of those.
Can we all agree on that? LeBron's better than Michael Jordan?
It's one, you know, I'm old enough. I've seen them both. I think, realistically, is he more physically talented? Yeah.
Does he have
the killer spirit that Michael had?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's
but, like, we're talking about greatest play. I know it's kind of off topic, not talking about baseball right now.
No, we're talking about sports, man. It's good.
We're talking player, I think LeBron has it. But we're talking about team player, Michael has it.
I mean, I would definitely argue the same way, like, the reason Shohei Ohtani is a better baseball player than Babe Ruth is because the sport is harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the same way, the NBA is harder today than it was 30, 40 years ago. So I would, it's one of those, like, is he a better player? Like, probably, yeah. You take prime LeBron, prime MJ, he's 280 pounds, he's probably knocking them on his butt. Yeah.
Do not tell Coach Hayes this. He will right.
So it's a point of contention, I see.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Like, we talk about this all the time.
That's the biggest, like, sports conversation of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who's the GOAT? So we appreciate it. You're the GOAT in my mind. So that's what matters. Anything you want to tell the fans, you know, before we get the season started here?
Just come out, man. Just come out. Have a good time. We're going to win a lot of games.
You heard him. Get to the ballpark. Right. TJ, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank y'all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, we are back with Junior. That's good. I'm making sure you get it right. Junior right-hand pitcher, Darren Kuski. I'm saying that correctly, too.
Kuski.
See, all right. I was so confident, and I messed it up. Darren Kuski. All right, so Darren Kuski. And Darren, I completely forgot where you came to us from. South Carolina Upstate.
Yep.
Yeah, South Carolina Upstate. What's the name of that? What's the mascot for that?
We're the Spartans.
The Spartans. Yeah, there we go. That's good. Okay, we got Spartans right down the road here. That's fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So how are you enjoying it here at Old Dominion?
That's good. It's been nice so far. I like it. It's a good change. It's right by the water. I mean, everything here has been awesome.
That's great.
Awesome. I know we talked to a couple different guys, and I kind of saying the team seems to be gelling a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Have you had that experience coming in and kind of getting to know the guys and understanding everything?
Yeah, I think the team's gelling really well, actually. I mean, especially, like, now I have a different team to compare it to. Like, I think this team's gelling better than what we did at Upstate. Like, I like where we're going right now. We're in a good spot.
That's great. I know our fans, you know, since last year we had our outstanding rotation. Mm-hmm. All three of the guys got drafted to play pro. So for a lot of fans right now, it's like, well, who are going to be the guys?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Anglin right now, like, you're probably going to be one of our starters.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You feel prepared to step into that role?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I got some big shoes to fill, right?
Yeah.
So got to get after it.
If any luck, you'll be the same path this year.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very excited. It should be a lot of fun.
And how much did that success of the pitchers from ODU going to pro the last couple of years, going into minor league systems, how much did that influence your decision to choose Old Dominion?
Huge. That was, like, the leading factor, actually. I mean, yeah, Marin's done a great job of pitchers. ODU has a great track with pitchers and getting them to pro baseball, so this was the best option.
All right, anything you want to let the Monarch fans know heading into the season here?
Come to our games, you know. Yes. Come watch us play.
I love that. All right. Man, we appreciate you. Man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you. We appreciate it. Talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
All right, great hearing from those guys. TJ Akin, just third year here. Best. You don't usually get a lot of guys that are here for three and maybe more years beyond that. But it's just cool to hear his perspective being here for a couple of off seasons now and comparing those to this off season. And he just has a little smile to his face, like, y'all are going to see some fun stuff this year.
I love it. I'm excited. One of my mom's favorite players. My mom always has a player or two that are some of her favorites. And, you know, Evan Holman's right there. And then TJ is one of her guys. And she's asking him what treats he should be. Oh, no, he told us what treats she should be throwing out at him from the outfield seats.
Yeah, I think it said Sour Patch Kids and Haribo Gummy Bears. So
yeah,
when we get the
bears,
seats that are out there.
I think free. I told him my dad needs some gummy treats for snacks during the games anyway, so she probably already got them in her pocket.
Just come loaded up and toss him out there if he needs a little pick me up or something in the outfield. Going to be some fun things with having those seats in the outfield. And I actually kind of want to tee up now the conversation that we had with Finney, where talk a little bit about the stadium, kind of what the guys have been going through. You hear a lot more from him next week, but we wanted to grab a few minutes fresh off of hearing Michael Kadire speak.
All right, we are back here with Hudson Homers podcast at the Step Up to the Plate fundraiser dinner. Just had a wonderful speech from Michael Kadire, of course, big league all-star, batting champion, Great Bridge, Chesapeake native. He was great. Finney, what did it mean to have Cuddy here and get to celebrate him?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, he's top of the food chain, like human being.
Yeah.
We all know what a great player he was, but you know the way he gives back to the community through his academy that he has, the summer teams that he has, the time he spends with USA Baseball on the youth side. And when we told him, hey, we'd like you to be our Bud Matheny Award, as I mentioned, he was just humbled by it. Like he actually said that to us. I don't think I'm worthy of it. And I go, no, you're worthy. You're plenty worthy. So nice to have him. He fits right into the mold of all the other great ones.
Well, before Michael came on, you were talking a lot about the light blue jerseys that are now known as Hudson blue jerseys. I wanted to make clear that baseball started that. We'd talk a little bit about how that came to be and then kind of why that was an important thing for tonight.
Well, I mean, I think it is, you know, people, I think that's what's cool about college, right? Like college athletics, all the little nuances and traditions that pop up along the way. And that's a pretty recent one, like all things considered. You know, the light blue was kind of a throwback color for ODU. And then that, you know, I think back in the day they called it cerulean or something like that, right? Which I don't think anybody makes that color actually anymore. So, you know, then it went to, you know, the traditional is Columbia blue or Carolina blue. Or I think they were actually talking about calling it Monarch blue. And I said, why don't we just call it Hudson blue? That's the guy, you know, let's find a way to honor, you know, see Huddy standing right there. And just a neat way that it'll always be, you know, Hudson blue now. And I'm glad we had a little small part in making that happen.
And when we set the record, let's make sure to point out that you were against the Hudson blue jersey and pants for, I had to tell you that for like 6-7 years before you finally were like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, and you're probably right. Look. It has been a great look. Yeah. It reminds everybody of the old Kansas City Royals powder blue unis, and I think it looks a lot like that. So, yeah, we're excited about it. We get a lot of compliments on it. Yeah, that's
great. So, you know, 4 weeks from today, we're going to be 1-0. How you feeling going? I mean, I know we said first scrimmage is today, right?
Yeah, first one was today. We went 6 innings today. I think we've got 9 tomorrow. I'll tell you this, the guys came back in shape, came back in good shape, which is really important. And, you know, it's been a good group. They've checked the boxes so far. So had a good scrimmage today, and we got another one tomorrow. And, you know, this time of the year, you're not looking for, like, perfection, or it doesn't have to be beautiful. It just has to be solid. And it was very solid today, so it was a good start.
No, the questions that I've heard rolling around here thinking pitching staff, starting rotation, got a lot of good arms, a lot of good talent. What I've noticed the most is the guys I haven't gotten eyes on since we were down in Montgomery to now, the physical changes that have occurred. These guys look bigger, they look stronger, maybe a more media trained for some of them coming into this season. But was there any shock to you when these guys came back in after this break to like, wow, they really worked and got after in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it's a cumulative thing. Like we lifted, we added a day of lifting each week in the fall. We lifted 3 days a week through the whole fall instead of two. Cade Kelly does a great job with our guys. And I was mentioning, who knows how it shows up, right? But I was mentioning to some of our coaching staff today, like just in batting practice, even on cold days, like we're hitting the ball out of the park a lot more than I can remember. And so hopefully that's a good sign of things to come. We'll see.
If nothing else, we can get like Monarch Boys calendar going.
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
we
maybe
need, like, a fundraiser, you know. That's,
yeah.
There's always,
well, and the cool thing is, you know, that left field, we got to come up with a cool name for that.
Yeah, we do.
Left field bleachers, because there's going to be some balls flying out there.
Yeah.
And I had a couple people out here mentioning, you know, the left fielders on the opposing teams are going to get abused this year. Like, when do we start drinking? Yeah. You know, they're what, like.
And that's what we talked about. It, yeah. It'd be great if we could keep that and have that especially become maybe the student area where they congregate.
It'd be awesome.
Really,
yeah.
Give it to them.
So, yeah, we need to make that happen for sure. I mean, I don't plan on letting them take those things down ever. So.
Chained to it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Is there anything that you're really looking forward to this season?
Well, I mean, obviously, just we want to play the best baseball we can. Getting back at home, even with the, you know, the things we're going to have to work around, is still going to be really nice for us. Not getting on a bus, playing on our home field, you know, in front of some of our home fans. It's not going to be perfect or ideal, but it's going to be better than what it was, right? And then one of the cool things, and I was talking with our guys about this, because we don't candy coat any of it. I mean, as soon as we knew we weren't going to be, you know, playing in an open stadium, why wouldn't you tell the guys? They need to know about it. And there was kids that came here because they thought that was going to happen this year, and so it didn't. But I do think this is a neat thing that's going to happen, unintended, but it will happen. The ability to see something get built every day while you're there and watch it grow. We're already doing that now. But to see, like, the finishing touches of it towards the end of the season, I think is going to be really gratifying.
Got to make sure I get a picture, like, opening day. And then
yes, yeah,
the
you should take them every weekend.
Yeah, honestly, you're
going, I would, sure, and especially from left field or wherever, you know, you can watch it really, you know, come to fruition, I guess. So.
It should be able to get a nice time lapse out of that in the outfield. Is how
without a doubt. Yeah, it'll be cool. And, you know, that part of it, I'm every day I look forward to seeing something else go up.
Well, any message from you to the fans other than go buy your ticket booklets and get there for Quinnipiac in 4 weeks?
I think it's going to be a cool experience. Like, I think there will be people that come and sit in those left field bleachers. And even though we got this nice new stadium back there, yeah, they'll want to go in it, obviously. Yeah. But that may end up being their spot.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that grew up in the bleachers, watching games from the cheap seats, right? And you get back there and you're watching a game and it's neat and, you know, yelling at the left fielder. And I mean, it's
that
just...
That ball's a strike.
Yeah, it's a completely different view of the ball game.
It is, yeah.
And so, you know, I think there'll be some people that really embrace that and enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to embracing during the season.
We're looking forward to it as well. 4 weeks from now, make sure you get out there to the ballpark for these early season games. Finney, we'll let you get back to the party here, but thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Yeah, and next Monday we do this, we'll, you know, talk about, like, lineups and potential lineups and starting rotations and things like that as we get a little bit closer. You know, it's an exciting time for everyone, and I think the things, you know, that are important right now is the guys came back in shape, and for the most part, we're healthy.
Fantastic. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
so much,
guys.
Finney.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I still think we are super lucky that we get Finney pretty much every single week on this podcast during the season, and great to hear from him again. Really cool night. He looked very excited when we were talking to him.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, Finney is just – and I told him, I said, that's the one thing since the day he showed up. It's just – it's been different than it just feels like a family, and he's always doing things that kind of reinforce that, as, you know, the way he – gets good people and the way he cares about everyone, the way he really wants to make you feel like you're involved and included. Yeah, it's Finney's the man, and we are very lucky that he decides he wants to hang out with us and talk to us and give us a bunch of good info and let the fans in on things too. It's great.
Yeah. Great for him to give us a peek behind the curtain. Yeah. But the next person that we chatted with, I'm going to let you do most of the talking here because you have been watching Mac Dye play for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that we're getting him here in Norfolk this year.
Yeah, I love this one. You know, so Mac's a kid, started his high school career at Cape Henry. He won the state championship with them in, I think, 2022, and then went to Cox for his junior year, which ended up being his senior year. He actually graduated a year early, and so he won the state championship with Cox also that year with, I think, I believe Ethan Anderson who played at UVA, who's now in the Orioles minor leagues, would probably be a Tide here before too long. So Mac was there. He went to Liberty, played really phenomenally for them. So saw the opportunity to go in the portal, went to UNC. And, you know, sometimes those bigger schools, sometimes I think they just don't realize what they have. I think they bring guys in just because they can and they have the money. And, you know, when I saw Mac went in the portal, my first thing was like, man, I hope we get him. And so can't tell you how excited I was that we picked him up, because not just because of who he is as a baseball player, but who he is as a person. He's just a wonderful guy, high energy, great family. This is exactly what you want in the portal is those guys who left home that you can get to come back home and say, hey, come back home. Let's finish out this maybe 1 year if he plays great, 2 years, and do it at home and then go play your pro career. All right, we are back with junior catcher Mac Dye making a return home, right? So you graduated from Cox, where you won a state championship, had played at Cape Henry before that, won a state championship. Freshman year at Liberty. Had a great year at Liberty.
Auction is now closed.
That's unfortunate.
The irony of the silent auction not being silent. But no, it's fine. Just keep going. It doesn't matter. I think that was all live. So, freshman year at Liberty. Had a great – were you all conference? Am I correct about that? Or you're all freshman?
Freshman all
conference. Yeah, freshman all conference is all conference, baby. Let's do it. All right, freshman all conference. Then you transferred to UNC. Didn't play as much, right? Now you're back home. How are you feeling getting to be back home?
Super excited. You know, I mean, being back home, only 30 minutes away from home, it's big for my family and my friends who are, you know, able to come out. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the spring.
Every time I was out there in the fall, your dad was out there watching.
He was there today. He actually flew in from Charlotte this morning, was out there. So, I mean, he loves having me close to home.
You're coming into a team that's got some pretty good catchers, some guys are going to play some different positions this year with Ephraim and Evan. How's it been gelling with those guys? And then also just how excited are you to kind of get out there on the field with the rest of the team?
It's been great. I mean, F and E-Hole, I mean, they're awesome guys. I mean, just great team guys. Have never had a problem with them, and it's been fun just going out there competing with them every day and just helping us each get better so we can come together as a team and, you know, do what we're supposed to do.
So, you know, again, last year you're at UNC. I guess being a guy who's now in your third year of college at your third college, what's that been like going from school to school? Hopefully this is the last time you're in school.
That's my goal, too. It's very unique. I mean, I think it's super cool, you know, being able to build new relationships with others, new coaches, and just building connections from all over. I mean, I know guys from Evan and Oregon, guys from up in Jersey. I mean, it's just super, super cool being able to, you know, meet new people. But, I mean, it's also an adjustment, you know. You got to go through, you know, the whole process of meeting new people. But, you know, I love it. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at being able to kind of go with the flow and go on the run. So, it's been cool.
Did ODU have conversations about recruiting you when you were in high school and married?
No, I actually never thought it would be in high school. Yeah, it was interesting.
Because you graduated a year early, right? Yeah. What was the reason you did that at the time?
Yeah, I mean, just go ahead and fulfill my lifelong dream, you know. Yep. I mean, especially with the transfer portal nowadays and just recruitment's getting really tough. I thought it was the best decision for me to go out there and try to go out there and do what I'd love forever. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, you've seen off seasons at Liberty, seen off seasons at UNC. You know, what was probably the best part of this off season for you? What did you focus on, and what were you most impressed by coming here?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the same thing. Year after year, I mean, just going home and just making sure you're doing the work, staying on top of the workouts and hitting. Nothing really changes in terms of my preparation. I think it's cool how we were able to come out here a little bit earlier and just being able to go out and catch more bullpens. I feel like this year has been like the year where I've caught the most bullpens ever in college. So, I mean, it's been fun going out there and seeing the guys and seeing how much, you know, we've progressed over the last couple of weeks in the offseason. So
most guys aren't excited about catching a lot of bullpens.
You know, I used to not like catching bullpens a lot, but now it's like I enjoy, you know, just making a building relationship with pitchers. So I think that's the most important thing.
Because that's the thing, is like you're there to support that guy and help him, your teammate, get better.
That's the biggest thing with, you know, pitching. You got to have a good catcher who has a good relationship with all the guys, because they're not going to be – if they don't have a good relationship with you, they're not going to be able to trust it on the mound. So,
all right, who's thrown the nastiest pitch so far in the offseason?
Well, today, had a pretty rough day at the plate today.
I heard a few guys had tough days at the plate today.
Darren Slider's looked his best he's looked so far. Kellen Davis, Slider, both got me two times today. So I'll say Darren and Kellen Davis.
Yeah, right. Were you catching Sulpizio today?
Caught Sulpizio. He looked well.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He was looking
He looked really good. Caught Maddox. He looked decent. Yeah. And, I mean, I've been pretty impressed so far with all the guys and how you know, well we've done first week. So
love it. Awesome. Any message for the fans before we kick off the season here in about 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's exciting to have you guys out. You know, just ready to work and ready to go out there and, you know, try to hit some home runs so you guys out and left. So.
There you go. Right. Get your gloves ready because he's going to get a few out there.
Yes. All right, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll let you get out of here.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All righty.
Yeah, I love that idea of guys coming home. We see it sometimes in football and basketball and some other sports like that, like getting back in front of family and friends after being away, getting some distance for a while. It's pretty good. But I love what he brings to the team with being a very solid catcher who's catching a lot of bullpens now and kind of going through that grind. But we have the ability to flex that across like three or four different guys behind the dish. And two of those guys in Evan, you can go and play third, and we can get some guys in the outfield, things like that. So that position flexibility is something you don't normally get with catchers, especially in an era of going to roster caps and things like that. Mm-hmm. So just really love that we tacked on this weapon, even though we were very strong at the catcher position to begin with. All right. And our last conversation that we will leave you with here, Cash J, transfer in.
What a name. Name team.
Yeah, we got to be in the running for all name. I mean, we've got them all up and down, just great names.
Yeah, Cash J is phenomenal, though.
It was great to chat with him. He's a grad student, so I think we only get him for 1 year. But Oklahoma native has been playing some JUCO ball out there, playing for some smaller schools. I think brings just a lot of position flexibility again, but also awesome personality and great name. I'm sure Ted is just writing down Ted name. He's just writing down all the possible Cash J home run calls.
All the puns and I mean the write ups write themselves. The J cashes in or whatever, you know. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you listen to Jay. We'll come back here, wrap things up.
All right, we are back here with graduate student or senior. I don't know how we're saying it.
Yeah, it's a senior something. Student. Yeah.
Fifth year, third baseman Cash J. Cash coming to us from Washburn out in Kansas, which we said is very flat. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, very flat out there, not a lot. You can travel on one road, it looks like you haven't moved a mile. So,
wow. So you're probably enjoying here, was a little more on.
Oh, yeah, a lot more to do out here, and especially being two blocks from the beach from my house. Right. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, you're originally from Oklahoma, too, so it's kind of another empty, flat place.
Yeah, being from almost the middle of the state of Oklahoma, you're pretty much landlocked around anything you can do.
You go fishing in the lakes, and that's just about it.
Most water you get around is the Green Lakes.
How's your off-season experience been here, getting into the programs, getting to know everything, kind of just getting pumped up for the season starting 4 weeks?
I mean, it's been great. Getting integrated with the team, meeting the guys that first week, I mean, just getting rolling into the fall. We haven't meshed. I haven't been on a team that's meshed as well as we have, as quickly as we did. The vibe of the team, 3 weeks in, it was like we had been playing for years together. And so we're looking to continue that going into the spring.
That's been a theme from, I think, everyone brought up here. Is, you know, we asked T.J. Akin, who's in his third year here now, and he said, of the years, this is the one where it seems like everyone came together the fastest. So interesting to hear that, and glad to hear that from someone coming in that, like, it's that environment.
Yeah, it's been great.
So, and now you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the way I've been told the story. You had a really great junior year.
Yes.
And then last year started out great, got hurt, broke your hand, is that right, and kept playing through it. So that kind of... I'm sure anybody tell you to play baseball, a broken hand is not great for hitting.
Yeah, it was a very, very hard experience to go through. It was a challenge, and I wasn't granted this year yet, so to be able to play here. So that's how I was finishing up my college career. So that was a kind of a blow to my morale. I had to kind of work through that a little bit. But, yeah, I had a really good junior year, played really well. And then, like you said, senior year kind of ended up.
How do you feel health-wise now? Does it feel like it's
I feel great.
To,
came back.
You looked great in the fall when I was out there.
Yeah, I came back after the surgery last April. got my stitches out, and I was playing 2 days later, and I didn't have any pain.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to, again, didn't know I had another year, so I was like, I'm going to play in my last game, even if I'm running a base, and then it ended up, didn't have any pain, so I got to hit, and I haven't had any issues with it.
That's just a blessing, because now you really do get to have that last year and make the most of it.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Tell us a little about your recruiting process to come here, and maybe like a couple of the big factors that made you decide on landing at Old Dominion.
Really, the focus on meeting the family. It was the original phone calls, or like the starting phone calls. That's pretty typical. And then the more they broke down and wanted to get to know who I was, and not who I was as a player, but who I come from, and how I've been created. And then it bleeds into baseball. So it was really, I was like, if they're that in, like, invested in my family, I wonder how like familial it'll be on the team. And it's been exactly what I expected, and how the conversations went during recruiting.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I know we hear that the character and the person is almost the first checkboxes before the talent and the skill on the field. Glad to have you, for sure.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, anything you want to let Monarch Nation know as we're leading up the season here?
It's going to be a great year, and hopefully you guys come out. We're back home, and we're excited to play at the Bud. So we hope to see you guys out there.
All right, Cash. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much, Cash.
Thank you.
What an awesome guy to be adding to our roster.
Yeah.
Just great.
Yeah,
great guy. Talk with him afterwards. Pretty much all of my extended family is from the same area of Oklahoma. My parents are from that area. They live in North Texas now. So there's at least a couple of people with pretty strong Oklahoma ties that listen.
Yeah, I heard him telling somebody else about that later. Like, he was so blown away by the fact that somebody else knew any of these tiny towns in Oklahoma. He thought that was great.
Spent a good bit of my childhood going around there, visiting and all that fun stuff. So
that's crazy.
Cool.
This was all Friday night, and that was fantastic. The men's tennis had their first match on Saturday. So the next morning, I parked and walked by the baseball field. If we didn't have a women's basketball game, I would have gone and watched some scrimmage. But I saw they've knocked down the trees behind the outfield, which I think they were trees they probably put in there like a year or two ago, so they really hadn't been there that long, for the area where they're going to put the left field seats. And frankly, it looks more like almost center field. Honestly, it's really like left center. It's really, I kind of envisioned it down the line, but if you walk back there and look, there's not much space there, but there's plenty of space behind left center. So you might be, if you're in like the farthest seat, you know, towards center field, you might be basically right by the batter's eye. I'm not really curious to see how it turns out. They said, I think they were supposed to be putting in this week. I mean, we'll see how that happens. And if the weather holds out, I'll be out there next weekend. So I'll try to get some pictures, but if not, then maybe the weekend after.
Yeah. There's a lot more room behind that fence than you think. Like, I walked back there quite a bit during one of the camps and just kind of got a feel for it. But Finney was talking about in his interview, like, that's going to be a unique experience where, like, we can really get after the left fielder, the center fielder, seeing the game from different sight lines. Like, he said it, I've said it, there's going to be people that love that seat and they want that seat to be there. And, you know, got to have some demand to justify the outfield seating, but it's just kind of a cool experience. Like, okay, he said it, you get to see the stadium be built up throughout the year. Like, the thing that we're shooting for is there, and you get closer and closer and closer. So it'll be a unique season, kind of a hybrid season, but I'm going to make the best of it and have a absolute party out there in the outfield when we can.
And it's going to be real getting to watch it, because right now I think they've kind of closed in the corners there of the seating bowl, but the building kind of behind that, it's like the elevator shaft is done, and then they're just barely starting to put like the frames of the building. So you really will be able to get to see, and why it won't be like, oh, it's built, but it's all just happening inside. Like, no, you're going to, at least, especially in the very beginning, you're going to be seeing that building getting built.
Yeah. I think all the things that don't look like progress, that take forever, like the foundations and the pilings and all of that it seems like is mostly done. And now it's the stuff that can build up really, really quickly. So I'm excited for it, excited for what the season's going to look like. We have some great home games. Make sure you go get your ticket books and get out there, because I lay claim to your spot at some of these games. Because I think by the time we hit May and the weather's nice, it's just going to be a different feel. It's going to be like Rally Alley, but in the outfield. And, you know, it can get a little little packed, little nuts over there, and definitely a little heated. Yeah. It might be too cold by the time Charlotte comes around, but the UConn series is one to look at. It could be a lot of fun to get after them.
I mean, even if it's cold, you guys, like, just put some stuff on. Like, you know, throw some layers on, you know, get yourself warm, throw some extra socks on, prepare. Don't just come out in shorts. And they're like, oh, it's so cold. Like, no, put some layers on. Like, come on out. Support this team. These guys, I think this team is going to be really good. They've got some really good teams they're playing here. And it's like I said, it's going to be a very unique and fun time. Is it going to be, like, the most perfect, best time ever at a ballpark? No, it's not exactly what they'd hoped for and planned for. Is it going to be unique and super cool anyway? Absolutely. So I think, come on out.
Yes. Well, again, be on the lookout. January 27th, it's a Tuesday morning. We'll be releasing the first episode for the 2026 baseball season. It'll be officially
season three for us. You're very confident about that date. You normally don't, it's nuts. You normally don't give a date. You're extremely confident about that date.
I am. Watch, I'm going to get hit by a bus right after we finish recording. It's not going to get edited and go up.
I'm very, like, I you're making me nervous, and I don't do any of the work afterward. I just show up and talk, and then you do all the work. So it's like, I'm nervous for you. I'm like, you're pinning yourself down hard in this one. Okay.
Well, I got to build some anticipation, excitement for this thing. I'm going to, you know, be back on the quick turnaround on the edits, all that fun stuff. We got a lot of cool things from the Monarca side that we'll probably be announcing here in the next couple of weeks as well, including merch. So I know people are excited.
Well, I got a couple of good guests I'm going to send messages to this week to see if they're available next Monday. We can make it extra fun.
Yes. We won't lock you down into a single person that'll
no,
be on
that. No, I'm not going to lock myself down because, yeah. I have no idea if they can or able to, but I have some folks I'm gonna send messages to here probably tomorrow.
Nice. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. If we got to shake hands with you at Step Up to the Plate, it was great to see you. Great hanging out, yeah. And look forward to hanging out with you at the ballpark here very, very soon. Go Monarchs.
Can't wait. 3 weeks. Go Monarchs.